This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman, Hurdle, watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. This auction includes flatbed trucks, cargo vans, a box truck, trailers, pool maintenance supplies, inventory, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. I was not here on Friday morning for the show. Sean was filling in. I was on my way to Dallas for a Boys and Girls Club event. But I was thinking about, what if I was here on Friday? Let's look at what the landscape looked like for the Nuggets and the Avalanche. On Friday morning, the Avalanche led the Stars in their best of seven series 1-0. The Nuggets on Friday morning were down 0-2 after getting thoroughly embarrassed earlier in the week. If I would have told you on Friday that on Monday morning, the Nuggets would have a better chance to win their respective Western Conference series, you would have said what?
Chuckled. I would have said, you're crazy.
Right.
Of course. And who wouldn't? That's what our eyes and that's what the evidence had indicated to that point. It's remarkable how these things change so quickly. And we've asked the question over the last few weeks, which team do you have more confidence in? And the answer changes all the time.
Well, and that's the interesting thing about the playoffs as opposed to the regular season. In the regular season, a win is a win, is a loss is a loss. And
sure,
you know, you're fighting for seeding and yada, 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 but you always have more games to go. Every single playoff game is analyzed and overanalyzed. It is paralysis by analysis. And how are you going to make adjustments? But one game can shift the entire thing. And that's what happened last night for the Nuggets. For the second straight game, I'm not going to say they dominated last night like they did in game three.
But they were in control.
But it was a pretty thorough ass kicking.
It was.
With that time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Well, I can find a parallel, and very rarely can you find parallels in the NBA to something else when it comes to the playoffs, but here is one. The Dallas Stars, Vegas Golden Knights, first four games, the road team won. In this series now, the road team has won every game. Jokic scores 35, including 16 in the fourth quarter. Jamal Murray had 2 points in the first half. He finished with 19. Aaron Gordon was otherworldly at a game like this earlier on in the playoffs against the Lakers. This time he shoots 11 to 12 from the floor, 27 points. For as great as those three were, I'll give you another trio, honestly, that wasn't more important, but was honestly more impressive. We spent a lot of time, and rightfully so, talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves bench and how the Nuggets bench was not as deep, was not as good, and really hasn't performed at a really high clip throughout these entire playoffs until last night. Holiday, Jackson, Brown, 27 points, 6 of 9 shooting from three-point range, and all the national pundits, and rightfully so, will point to Jokic showing why he was the MVP. And Aaron Gordon, wow, this guy is a really terrific scorer. And we know what Jamal Murray can do. Not necessarily hitting a shot from half court all the time and barking, and I don't mean in a bad way, staring down Kevin Harlan, which was great television.
Fantastic.
But the Nuggets don't win this game without Holiday, Jackson, and Brown.
Right. You don't play 48 minutes of basketball against a team on a foreign floor with that much energy in the building without this kind of effort, where you shoot 57% and you shoot nearly 46% from three-point range, and you're basically taking care of the ball. You're doing all of the things that you need. You had a great spurt with 8 points in 19.2 seconds to end the first half. They won by 8 points. They scored 8 points in 19 seconds. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's the immediate reason that they won, but it was a big key because
it was a big key. You want to know why?
Because it changed.
How many did they win by?
8.
How many points did they get in that stretch?
8.
Oh.
That's kind of my point. But anyway, so all of these things coming together makes it the kind of effort that we've seen now for the last couple of days, last couple of games, rather, now from the Nuggets, who have worn the mantle of champion comfortably, and good for them. How this equates moving forward, at this point, how do you really know? I mean, it's only the 8th time in NBA history that that a series has started with 4 straight wins by the visiting team in a playoff.
Right.
How does it continue? Are there any guarantees for Game 5? I'm not putting the Timberwolves out of this thing. Are they? I think that they're challenged now. But I think the best thing that could happen to them is to play a game very quickly. I don't think
great
that
point.
I really do. I think that you want that team to come right back down here and say, come on, roll the ball out and let's go.
Well, if we're being completely honest here, that break, that national television break, which really that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's why there tends to be a gap in NBA games as opposed to NHL
right.
games. Nuggets play on Monday, get blown out, then they get to wait until Friday. What does Michael Malone do? Take the day off, guys. Don't see each other. Don't think about basketball. Take the day off on Tuesday. We will huddle back up on Wednesday. And what was waiting for them on Wednesday? You and I talked about this last Thursday before I left to go out of town. The Nuggets were great last year because they were great. That external motivation that they got from all of the national pundits saying, this team is boring, they're not good enough, can Jokic lead them to a championship? And it was doubt, doubt, doubt all the way through. And Michael Malone, last year, fed on that. He made it a point to bring up the national narrative, even when he wasn't asked the question. So he goes to DeAndre Jordan and says, the veteran on the team, the veteran of veterans on the team, and says, should we show it to the guys? And he goes, absolutely. Maybe this team does need a little external doubt because you can argue that they don't, But I can argue that they do because look at what happened.
Well, here's what I'll say to that. I don't disagree with you. I think that any time that you can get an us versus them mentality, regardless how you have to scrape for it, it's a good thing. It really is. It's all psychological warfare, and I'm fine with that. The irony is that the Nuggets created their own storyline by playing so poorly,
right,
that they facilitated all of the comments that they ended up feeding off of.
Well,
look, they did not play well in game one. They played a hell of a lot worse in game two. And all you had to do was watch that 96 minutes of basketball and say, there's an issue here. Because you know what? There was an issue there. Have they corrected it? Well, they've won two games on the road, but this is now a best of three series. And I don't think that there's much to choose from between these two teams. Now, do I have a clearer view of how this series is going to go now going into the fifth game with it all tied at two? No. Did it get to this 2-2 split unconventionally? Yeah. But what have we learned from it? We've learned that both teams are capable of blowing the other out, right? We've learned that I think when the Nuggets play well, they're a load and they're tough to beat. I think we knew that already. We just hadn't seen evidence of it in the playoffs. So tomorrow night, buckle up. It's ball game, man. And there will be a heightened sense of urgency just because the margin for error gets thinner now. This is a best of three series. I can't wait for it. It's going to be incredible.
Again, let's look at the narrative heading into game three. One, the Nuggets are cooked. They just have no answers for Minnesota. And I was on that bandwagon, but then again, I know I was not alone on that. I don't know if any reasonable person in Denver, reasonable, that's the key word, reasonable person in Denver really thought that the Nuggets were going to come back and potentially win the series. Yes, you have your fans who will believe anything because they are fans. That's why I'm using the word reasonable. Did anybody reasonably think the Nuggets were going to make this a series?
Does history account for anything, yes or no?
Well, how far back are you going?
All of the NBA playoffs. Because here's what all you need to know relative to whether or not you are a reasonable person. When you lose the first two games at home,
right,
playoff teams in the playoffs,
yeah,
your chances of advancing are about 4%.
Right.
About 4%. So that's history. That's not you, me, anyone else shouting from the highest mountaintop. That's the history of the NBA telling you the unlikelihood of something like this happening. They haven't won anything yet, but either is Minnesota.
So heading into game three, Nuggets are baked. Some are questioning nationally Nikola Jokic's MVP award because he hadn't played well in the first two games. And then Jamal Murray is now the NBA villain for throwing a heat pack, a towel, and flashing a money sign. That's everything going into game three. What are we talking about this morning? The Nuggets are playing like champions. Jokic has carried this team over the last two games, looking like the MVP. And now Jamal Murray is everybody's darling after hitting that half-court shot. And the great television moment, as he hits it, Kevin Harlan on the call, he stares down in a fun way, Kevin Harlan, who, by the way, got a jersey before the game because he used to be their play-by-play guy.
Doesn't get any better than
that.
It
really doesn't. No. How fast a narrative can change over the course of a couple games. I likened this particular series after two games, even going into it, because of the way Minnesota plays defense, like Rocky III. Rocky walking in, all fat and happy, right? Going into that fight against Clubber Lang, Mr. T, and then just getting mopped. Just getting mopped on a wet floor. Well, you know what we're talking about this morning? Rocky in the rematch against Mr. T in that movie and just coming out and pummeling Mr. T, in which he had no chance, in which his hands are up and he's still getting beaten. But the fight isn't over yet. The fight isn't over yet. This has been a fascinating series to watch. It's been a fascinating series to talk about. And this is what makes our job great.
And you know who summed it up the best? It's, of course, Nikola Jokic, who before the series said, just very simply, yeah, I think it'll be an interesting series. And basically said it about like that.
Right.
And repeated it again last night, said, yes, it has been interesting.
Did you see Jokic's reaction after Murray hit that half-court shot?
He was heading to the locker room.
Just walking off the floor.
See you later.
As if the horn went and there was a non-consequential play.
Totally.
That happened when the horn rang.
That's how the dude is, man. Dude was in killer mode last night. And when he got into the fourth quarter, you could see it. We've got to think about something better than Silent Assassin or something like that, but he's just...
He really is.
He's so lethal.
But you know what? I know that term has been used,
yeah.
Silent Assassin, but can you think of anyone...
No.
...who is more of a silent assassin
who's
than him?
Who's more quiet and just it's like...
Like Alex English was that way.
Yes, very much so.
However... He never won a title.
And he couldn't control a game like Jokic. Jokic controls the game.
Yes.
And in that fourth quarter, to watch him just basically, the message was, we're up, our asses are winning this game, and I'm making sure of it. It was beautiful.
You know what it's like with Jokic, and I'm pulling this off the top of my head, so I'm sure it's not going to make any sense. It's kind of like going hiking on a gravel road.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't realize on that mile path, there's about a 5 or 6 foot lane on that path of quicksand. You just don't know it's there. It just comes up and surprises you. And you take a step, and before you know it, you're neck deep, and that's it.
Mm.
That is Nikola Jokic.
Yeah. Yeah, he sneaks up on you. Even now, he's won 3 of the last 4 MVPs. You can make the argument that he could have won the last 4 straight MVPs. I don't subscribe to that necessarily, but you could make that argument. He is who he is from an international acclaim standpoint. But there he is, just quietly going about his business in very,
you know where he was,
a very unobtrusive way.
Here, Nikola Jokic doesn't show emotion, but he did last night when he drove the lane and slammed it down. That is as much emotion as you are going to get on Nikola Jokic. And when he's like the dad who doesn't say anything when things are going on in the house,
mm-hmm.
but when he raises his voice, everybody in the house looks startled and afraid. That's what that slam dunk was from him.
Well, he doesn't yet generally go down the lane with one-handed tomahawks.
Right. But the thing is, you know, when dad gets angry, you better watch out. When Jokic does a one-handed slam, which is rare as me doing a one-handed slam, okay, that's making a statement. Coming up after the break, what is going on with the Avalanche? And this is a stat that is absolutely mind-boggling. They have never led for 1 minute in any of the games in regulation, yet are only down 2-1. That's next. So no, I know that I'm not all that you got. I guess that I just don't.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. This auction includes flatbed trucks, cargo vans, a box truck, trailers, pool maintenance supplies, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you are looking to update your windows, your doors, your siding, highly recommend Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount just named the best siding contractor and the best of Mile High Magazine. They were also a top three finalist in the windows and doors category. What do their customers think? Well, nearly 600 five-star Google reviews. And at Paramount, they will do smaller projects. Most companies won't even come out to your house because it's not worth the gas money. They will come out to do smaller projects, unlike the competition, who will only do big projects. Go to ParamountSidingAndWindows.com or check out their state-of-the-art showroom in Littleton. And oh, by the way, if you can't make it to Littleton, they'll come out to you as well. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Okay, Avalanche take on Dallas tonight at Ball Arena, Game 4. Avs have been better, I think, in the offensive end than the Stars throughout this entire series, even though they have never led in regulation in any of the three games. Outside of the overtime goal by Miles Wood, the Avs could easily be facing elimination tonight. With that, are the Stars really better than the Avs?
No, I don't think. I mean, I don't feel that way in really digging down and watching these games. You got to take care of your power play, and
that's huge.
And they're 0-6 now, I think, in the last two games. So you're creating man advantage situations, and you're not capitalizing on it. That, to me, is the difference in the series at this point.
Watching the game on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
It's as if they were being, it's like watching an NBA game. They couldn't get anything done in the paint. Everything were perimeter shots. Every time they were in that offensive zone, it's as if Dallas extended their defense and kept the Avs on the dasher boards.
Yeah.
They couldn't get anything in the middle. Nothing was near the slot. They couldn't get anything close to the goal. And every time they shot the puck from the perimeter because they couldn't get deep, shots were being blocked. Nothing was getting through. There wasn't any opportunities for tip shots in or rebounds. They just couldn't get anywhere near the slot or in front of the net.
I thought Dallas did a really good job of clearing Ottinger's vision.
Yep.
He was able to see well pretty much the entire... I can hardly remember scrums in front of the net.
Right.
I just don't remember the Avs creating a lot of traffic in the crease. I thought Ottinger saw the puck extremely well all night long. That's evidenced by giving up one goal. But obviously, when you've got a man advantage and you've got that much talent on your power play,
right,
you got to score, man.
There's a great saying that stats don't always tell the story.
Okay.
The only stat that matters is what it says on the scoreboard, who's winning, who's losing. But if you look at the stats, the Avs have won the stat game.
Mm-hmm.
They've led the Stars in shots on goal in two of the last three games. Or in two of three games, I should say. In the game in which they did not, it was 32-31. It was dead even. They've led the Stars in hits in all three games.
By a ton.
Okay. In faceoffs, which they really struggled in game one.
It's not their strength.
They've won it over the last two games.
Right.
They've led the Stars in blocked shots in two of the three games. But those stats, unfortunately, do not matter. So when you look at the Winnipeg series, in which you can make the case, they were better defensively in the regular season and certainly a better goalie. We were having this conversation last week. If Georgiev gives up three goals a game, the Avs are going to win most of those games.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like that way now.
Well, we didn't count on the Avs only scoring four goals in the last two games. I mean,
right.
You got to beat this guy. And you've got to make Ottinger uncomfortable. And I leave that to Jared Bednar and his merry band over there. They got to figure that out tonight. Because Ottinger is just playing... certainly in game three, he was just playing easy. He just wasn't stressed.
Right.
And
the games were close. The game in game two, or the game in game three,
yeah,
was close. And the only reason why, excuse me, the game in game two was close. And the only reason why, by the way, did I say that the game was in Dallas? The game was in Colorado, obviously,
right,
on Saturday.
You were in Dallas.
Yeah, I was in Dallas. Maybe
right.
That's where I'm all mixed up.
No big deal.
Okay. With that, looking at game two, the only reason the game was close is because they pulled the goalie. Mm. That was it.
Yeah.
Where they did have the man advantage.
Mm-hmm. It's been odd. And you hope tonight's not a must win. But
it's
the next level of... It's the next level of win. You're
down 3-1.
Yeah, you don't want to go back for game five in Dallas. And remember, and this to me is a remarkable stat that I'm trying to figure out what it's meant. They played their 11th game in 22 days. That game three. 11 games. Is that right or is it 10? How many games have they played in this? They're down 1-2. 10 games in 20. So
you're talking about the Stars.
Yeah,
10 games.
Tomorrow will be their 11th game in 22 days. They've played an incredible amount of hockey over the course of, 3 weeks.
The difference between the Stars' defense and Winnipeg's defense is this. The Stars have really good defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
Winnipeg plays great team defense, and they played really well in front of Hellebuck all season. But when you look at their individual players, they're all pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They are all better than what Winnipeg can put out there.
Okay, yeah.
And they're playing that way, and you know what? They're still playing with five.
Yeah.
They're still playing with five guys. They're not playing with six. Coming up after the break, Bo Nix. It's like watching a good golfer. He's boring. But is boring good? That's next.
Well, none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar.
having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of the Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. This auction includes flatbed trucks, cargo vans, a box truck, trailers, pool maintenance supplies, inventory tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Got our first look at Bo Nix at rookie minicamp on Saturday when Sean Payton was asked about Nix. This is what he said. It's almost like watching a good golfer. Certainly not talking about me. When you watch his game over 2 years, there's patience to how he plays. The ball comes out. I don't want to use the term boring. That's not the right term, but pretty good decisions with each play. The efficiency with which he is operating. You were out there.
Mm-hmm.
I was out of town in Dallas. What did you think of these comments? And do you agree? And what did you think of watching Nix?
I thought that he has undeniable presence. He certainly has poise. Now, you can't get much of an indication of poise when you're in helmets and, you know, in shorts.
And you're going up against other rookies.
Yeah. OTAs will be far more interesting because you've got the element of veterans being there. How does the young player assume leadership roles with veterans? That whole dynamic, winning over the room with veterans. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to be interesting in the 3 to 4 weeks that they hold OTAs. But I digress. He was exactly what you would have expected him to be in that setting. A guy you can't take your eyes off of, a guy that you paid attention to, and a guy that delivered. He looks like a mature, confident football player. And I thought that Sean Payton wasn't, Sean Payton was perfect in his answer. Not overly effusive,
right,
but very supportive and quietly seems to think that the guy has got the things that he thought he was going to get.
Now, again, I wasn't out there. I talked to some people who I definitely trust their football opinion. This is what was said to me. Now, granted, there is an age difference. Look completely different than other rookies we have seen out there.
Easily.
Like Locke, Paxton Lynch, age plays a role. I get that. Nick's going through his progressions, hitting some seam passes, hitting the passes that he needed to. He just, from what I was told, looked very poised out there. Nothing rattled him at all. And everything Peyton wanted him to do, he did in order to run his offense. And I think you used the right term when describing how Peyton described him. Wasn't overly effusive. Okay. However, I'm guessing he is watching Nick's out there for the first time with other guys thinking,
yeah,
letting out a sigh of relief. This is the guy that I expected. This is the guy that I wanted. And this guy can run my offense.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's hard to say that with any sort of definitive tone after 3 days, but it's trending that way. I will tell you this. He and Davis Webb absolutely joined at the hip. So you've got a quarterback's coach, who's right with number 10 the whole way. I mean, there was rarely 10 feet of difference between the two of them. They were just every single rep. There was conversation before and afterwards. He made a couple of big time throws in 7-on-7s. Take all of that for what it's worth. But I've seen guys not make big throws in 7-on-7s. He looked the part for what you expected. But what you expected, Eric, and you've touched upon this, was a guy that was clearly ahead of the rest of that crew. And he was. Now, Valet, the receiver out of Utah, is very intriguing with his size.
I was told that as well.
Very intriguing.
He stuck out.
Very much so. He was like, okay. I get it, and was very very thoughtful. And that's another guy. That's a 26-year-old receiver coming in out of Utah as a rookie. He's very obviously mature. And then Estime, obviously the kid from Notre Dame, he's just a load, and you can't help but notice him. Those are the three guys I think that kind of jumped off the page a little bit. But no, I would say that they're on schedule with Bo Nix.
It's funny when you, using Peyton's words again, okay, can you think of another current or former quarterback who would be like watching a good, really good, consistent golfer who would fit the narrative of patience, good decisions, but yet, using Peyton's words, a little boring, meaning nothing spectacular. When you look at Lamar Jackson, when you look at Patrick Mahomes, they jump off the field. They make spectacular plays. Who didn't make spectacular plays? And I'm not comparing. I'm just stating a fact. Peyton Manning wasn't spectacular. He was a great, consistent golfer. Just made every play. Tom Brady was the same thing. Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing spectacular things out there. Just really consistent, really good. Great, obviously. And I'm not suggesting this is going to be Bo Nix.
Yeah, right. I hear you. But the glimpse was encouraging. And then on
top, how different did it look than Russell Wilson's first time out there? Because for Russell Wilson, to me, it looked like it took an effort to do what Peyton wanted.
Russ is a look-at-me guy anyway.
Yep.
And Bo Nix is not a look-at-me guy. He just isn't. And when you talked and when we chatted with him afterwards, everything is about the learning process. Everything.
So much, in fact, he is not willing to go shopping for anything spectacular with his new contract.
No.
He just cares about learning the offense.
And he's got 2 weeks now of basically classroom work. And I think it's going, I think OTAs are going to be fascinating to see, because we haven't seen that dynamic of a first round draft pick, high first round draft pick coming in and essentially taking over. He's getting the key. He will start on day one.
I think so too.
He will start on day one, barring some kind of injury. That's the guy that Sean Payton's going with. I will be interested to see how the whole thing works with veterans around.
When I look at Bo Nix and I look at Russell Wilson, because that's the closest comparison you can give, because one guy was the quarterback last year, yeah. Right?
Right.
Russell Wilson is a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. If you don't agree with me, just wait till the voting comes out and I'll be proven right. Not that I'm in the minority here. With that, Russell Wilson loved being an NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He worked hard. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
He worked really
well.
But I don't know if Russell Wilson was all about football. He was all about football and all about a lot of other things.
Well, he certainly wasn't his first year here. He certainly wasn't all about
football. But I think Bo Nix is a Sean Payton type of guy because he's all about football.
Yep.
He just wants to be the best quarterback that he can be, and that is his focus. And everything else is just noise around him.
I would agree with that.
Where Russell Wilson creates the noise.
Yeah. Yes. There was a need for Russ to be loved and to be admired and to be seen.
Oh, yeah.
Bo Nix is, at least upon initial inspection, Bo Nix is just plain business, dude. Just like, what am I doing on this play? What did I do on the last one? What did I learn from it? What do I do to improve the next one? His big line right now is, so you don't make the same mistake twice. That's his huge thing for him.
What I'm about to say is not a knock on Sean Payton, because everybody wants to be loved and everybody wants to be respected when they work with someone. I don't think that Sean Payton felt that type of relationship with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson felt, I'm Russell Wilson. I've been to 2 Super Bowls. I've won one.
And there's some truth to that.
Bo Nix, I think, looks at Sean Payton like a father figure, like the guru of football, and just sits there with his eyes wide open like saucers. Teach me more, teach me more.
Boom.
And that's good for Sean Payton and how he handles himself every day, how he walks into work every day. He wants a guy who wants to absorb everything that Sean has to offer. And let's be honest, like Sean, dislike Sean, Sean does have a lot of things to offer. But when he's not happy, he is too latte Sean.
He was great on Saturday. Not good. Great.
Because he's happy.
He poked fun at himself. You'll get a chuckle out of this. And this is in the weeds, and sorry, you're just going to have to indulge me for 30 seconds. Where did we watch everything over the last 2 years? From the hill, right?
But not this time.
Yeah. No, we were down on the sideline.
Right.
And he pointed out, he said, yeah, I look down, and you guys are all down there in the corner. I want it known that I did not put you guys down in the corner. We were basically a field away.
Yeah.
And he said, and he turned to Patrick and then said, Patrick, and basically had fun at Patrick's expense for kind of saying, you know, that's where you guys got put. I don't want that coming back on me.
Right.
It was a funny kind of disarming moment for Sean Payton, and all of us had a pretty good laugh. And I think that Sean kind of laughed at himself for having that reputation. Does that make any sense?
Yep.
So it was, I'm sure it's fleeting. I'm not counting on it. Every time that we have a practice, things will change. But it was actually pretty, it was funny and it was cool.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Anthony Edwards had a few words for Jamal Murray at the end of the game last night. We'll discuss what he told Murray and also get into the other playoff games from the weekend. That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Cleaning up my boots and jam, settle so. Get you down in the rain, asking for more. Whose goals ever remains?
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileEyeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there is an auction for Front Range Aquatech, one of Colorado Springs' largest pool builders. Auction includes flatbed trucks, cargo vans, a box truck, trailers, pool maintenance supplies, inventory, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, at the end of the game last night, Anthony Edwards had a few words for Jamal Murray, as Edwards said in his postgame, "I just told his ass, we love that. Keep talking that. That's what we like. Well, I love it." He didn't say anything back, but I'm pretty sure he heard me. They heard me. We live for that. What are your thoughts on the words Anthony Edwards had for Jamal Murray, as Murray appeared to kind of try and high-five him as he was walking off the court at the end of the game?
I think the chirping is great. I think it fits both of them just fine. I got to tell you, the more I watch Anthony Edwards, the more I like him. I really do. I know that there's some in this town who don't like what they're seeing. I have no problem with him. The guy is just a baller, and this is part of who he is. What's the problem?
It's funny. I said about him last week that the difference in terms of demeanor between Anthony Edwards, then Kobe Bryant, and Michael Jordan is Jordan would do with a smile sometimes, would do with a scowl. Kobe would always be with a scowl. And with Edwards, you'd be with a smile.
Yeah.
The Nuggets are getting under his skin. And what do I mean by that? Not in terms of how he's playing. I told his ass, they're getting under your skin. When you say it like that, by the way, I thought Jamal Murray was your favorite player to watch.
Yeah, well, he was right up until he started playing against him, right?
Or he hit that half-court shot.
Yeah, well, think about the three moments that Jamal Murray has had in these playoffs. You think about these playoffs, you won't think...
Signature moments.
He's had signature moments.
And he hasn't been
when
great.
He hasn't played great.
Right.
And yet he's still affecting the game.
Right.
Remarkable.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You can obviously try before you buy. You can't do that at the big box stores. They look at you like, well, what the hell are you talking about? What do you mean you want to try out this stove here? move along. I have a refrigerator to sell. Also, at Mountain High Appliance, they have great financing options if that's something that is important to you, and they have a price match guarantee. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton, and you can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, we've been talking about the Nuggets bench all season. How are they going to perform in the playoffs? Can they do what they did last year? Well, last night was a pretty remarkable game from three guys. And one of them, surprisingly, is not Peyton Watson. That's next.
She's my companion. I walk through the hills because she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.